To the republic.
For which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
When I sit down there, I have to.
That's why I helped you out.
Roll call, Commissioner Paul.
Here.
Commissioner Murphy.
Here.
Commissioner Tarr.
Here.
Commissioner Sanchez.
Here.
Commissioner Fusler.
Here.
And Parisi, here. First item is the approval of minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Move the minutes of the meeting of August 4th, 2020 be approved as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I abstain. Your mic's not on, Nick. Your mic isn't on.
Oh, my, thank you. I wonder if I thought that. Sorry about that, everybody.
Do you have to start all over?
No, I think I gotta, I think I talk loud enough. Okay, so we had a motion by Commissioner Schuessler and a second by Commissioner Zamparelli to approve the minutes. Minutes were approved unanimously with the exception of Commissioner Laura Murphy, who is absent. Okay, at this, I make a motion that we open the public hearings.
Second.
Second by Zamparelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, first item of business is item number 2020-0476, Carlton Highlands Development Petition for Amendment to the Special Use Permit with Modifications, Plat of Subdivision, Site Plan, and Landscape Plan. Staff?
Yep. Can you all hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So as Commissioner mentioned, we are here to discuss the Charlton Highlands subdivision amendment to the plan development, which was approved in 2005. The subdivision consists of 23 residential lots built to a higher density than what was allowed at the time, a density of 3.5 units per acre. The petitioner now seeks to construct an additional four homes on various lots within the subdivision and is seeking a number of modifications and a re-subdivision to accommodate the homes that are being proposed. The overall acreage is 6.6, that encompasses the entirety of the Charlton Highlands subdivision, and it is zoned in the core regional mixed-use district. It has a comp plan designation of regional core planning district with the designation of regional mixed use. The site is accessible via 94th Avenue and 163rd Street. The modifications being requested include a reduction of the corner side yard setback for lot 16, a reduction of the west interior side yard setback for lots 5 and 12 to accommodate a ranch style home, and a reduction of the landscape buffer on lots 5 and 12 from 30 to 20 feet. The petitioner has served notice, and the petition is now before you for recommendation. As I mentioned, the development is within the regional core planning district. This is a zoning map, just shows all of the lots that are impacted by this development petition. I'll go into a little bit more detail on how it's impacted. The uses that surround this development include mostly single family residential to the north, east, and south, and then commercial development, Lifetime Fitness, to the west. And this is an aerial. The parcel information that we have is a little askew. This was the landscape plan that was originally approved with this development in 2005. These are the lots that are being impacted in terms of requesting modifications. The lots to the west are being reduced in terms of the east or the west interior side yard setback. 5 and 12 are being reduced to 20 from 30, and 13 is being reduced slightly to 29.4 from 30, which was approved with the original PUD. And I'll go into more details about each of the lots. So just to show it in context of zoning. So the modifications being requested to lot 5, again, include a modification to the west. I don't know if this pointer works. The west interior lot, which is adjacent to the Lifetime Fitness, and also a reduction in the landscape buffer to mirror that. This is a mock-up of what that home would look like. And this is a ranch-style home, and it depicts a loft above. So similar to lot 12 or 5, lot 12 is requesting a modification to the west interior side yard setback, and also a reduction in the landscape buffer. This lot also is subject to the re-subdivision request, as the lot is being increased in lot width by 4 feet. We recommended a condition of approval to limit the homes to one story, but we received information from the petitioner, and we're going to rescind that request for that limitation to one story, because these homes have lofts above. Lot 13 is also being developed, but there are no modifications being requested to this lot. This is the landscape plan. So this plan is being proposed because the original PUD called for a 30-foot buffer, which they're requesting a modification for. And the concern with that was that there needed to be adequate screening between the Lifetime Fitness lot and the residential units within the Charlton Highlands subdivision. So to mitigate the reduction in the 30-foot buffer, the petitioner is proposing to plant additional landscaping along this western edge of the development to provide additional screening between the uses. And this is the landscaping that currently exists between Lifetime Fitness and Charlton Highlands. As you can see, these trees are mature, and they provide significant screening, so the petitioner is going to enhance that with some additional landscape material between the uses to provide additional screening. So to accommodate the ranch-style home, the petitioner is seeking a re-subdivision of 3 lots within the subdivision to increase the size of the corner lot, which is 12. And the proposed lot width for lot 12 will mirror the lot width for lot 5. So this is the re-subdivision plat that has been proposed along with the changes in the measurements. So the average lot size within the development or the subdivision is 5,700 square feet. And what's being proposed is in line, the smallest lot is Lot 10. It's consistent with other lots within the subdivision and also adjacent subdivisions. And as you can see, Lot 10 will be reduced by 4 feet. Lot 11, the lot lines will be shifted to the west 4 feet, and Lot 12 will gain 4 feet. And that's to accommodate the ranch home on Lot 12. So one of our concerns with the petition was whether or not there would be any impact to Lot 10 in terms of compliance with the original plan development. The petitioner has submitted a plat survey, and we can confirm that the home that currently exists on that lot will not be impacted and will comply with the original bulk requirements of the plan development that was approved in 2005. So this slide is really for reference. These are the conditions of approval that we're recommending for the various lots that are requesting modifications. Again, the condition number 4, we're looking to rescind that because the petitioner has indicated that some of these homes may need a additional story for lofts. But they will still be built in the ranch style. This is also for reference. This is the conditions of approval for the landscape plan. Conditions of approval for the plat of subdivision. And our recommended motion is to approve the preliminary site plan, landscape plan, and subdivision with the modifications. And that concludes my presentation. If there are any questions.
No, thank you. I see the petitioners here. Would you like to address us?
For the record, David Sasson, 9501 West 144th Place, Orland Park, Illinois, on behalf of the petitioner.
Do you swear the truth, to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but truth in matters before this commission?
I do. I don't have a lot to add. This was originally Sheffield Highland, and the developer took over this project a number of years ago. And the one thing in the staff report or in the presentation I'm not sure came across is we're not adding any houses. All we're doing is shifting a few lot lines. And what's happened over the last probably 14 years with these last 5 lots is that people are asking for different kinds of houses. Lifetime Fitness has their landscaping along that west perimeter of the subdivision is just huge trees. And the original plan called for a sidewalk at the west end, which really went nowhere. And actually, we were concerned putting in a sidewalk would damage not only our landscaping, but the landscaping from Lifetime. So we think there's a better plan. The houses on the west side will probably all be first floor masters. That's what people are asking for. And it's a very diverse subdivision. I actually live in Lot 23, and we've loved it there because it's near everything. And but the whole idea is to have different kinds of houses. And Lot 11 is small, but so is Lot 2 and 3. And Lot 10, and now those are lesser priced houses. So it's a nice diversity, and we've worked with the staff for a long time on this. We're glad to be back here, and hopefully getting those last 5 houses up. We're actually doing the street in 2 weeks. They fixed the curbs last week, so subdivision's ready to be turned over to the village.
Thank you.
Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Sure. At this point, there's nobody here from the public.
Yeah, I sent a lot of notices too. It's amazing.
It's a non-factor then. I'll just poll the individual commissioners. Commissioner Zatar.
Yeah, that was actually one of my questions. Do you send the notices certified to every neighbor?
Yeah, within three. It's 300 feet. We use 350.
Okay, and no one showed up. All right. Well, that was my main question.
Right.
Okay.
I should mention that we did receive a call, but the neighbor who called was requesting clarification as to what the petition was about. So so.
Mm-hmm. And then the other, you had a, I forget what slide it was on, but a condition that residents will screen their mechanical units on at grade level. Is this like an HOA, or will it be an HOA?
So that's one of our standard conditions. It's one of the code requirements, is that all mechanical units are screened. So that's kind of speaking to whether there are any transformers or anything like that. It would need to be screened.
Like, I'm thinking about like homeowners' air conditioning units. Is that something you're asking to be screened here? I couldn't understand what that was asking for.
Typically, that's something that we would ask for, but I don't know in specific that would be. We would have to look at the plans that Mr. Sosin is proposing first.
Yeah, I just might suggest we get specific, because if they're not going to follow the rule, why pass it into a rule, right? It just seemed odd to me on that point number two. And then with the notices, I think that's all I really was thinking about. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Sanchez.
I have no further questions.
Thank you. Commissioner Paul.
Just one thing. I mean, I'm trying to make sure I understand this right. Are we reducing the size of lots that already exist?
So the only lot that is being reduced is Lot 10, but that property, the 4 feet, was already deeded off when the property owner purchased that lot. So essentially, there is no reduction to that lot, because the owner purchased it with that exception. And
okay.
Mr. Sosin can clarify that.
You show on these notices that three different lots are being reduced. Is that wrong then?
In terms of the setbacks, yes, but not
setback. Yes, the only lot that is changing in terms of the size, and it's by 4 feet. Is Lot 10, because when the house was built on 10, it didn't need the whole lot, and the village approved it with just 4 feet of that lot not being deeded to the homeowner. And still, see, all the lots, houses are 14 feet apart, 7 on each side,
yeah.
So that there's an extra 4 feet. By shifting it over, we can make the house on the end, on 12, it works now for a first floor master. So.
I didn't know if we were taking like somebody's property, how that was working.
No.
So they never had that space to begin with.
No, they never had it.
Okay.
No. Yep.
I mean, I don't want to debate, but I just want to make sure that the paper we're, you know, eventually going to vote on is accurate. Because on page 7, you show Lot 10 going from 6,000 square feet to 4,800. That's almost 1,200 square foot reduction. And then Lot 12 going from 8,800 to 8,200, that's a 600 square foot reduction. Lot 13 going from 8,500 to 7,600, that's a 900 square foot reduction. Are these right, or are these?
No. The lots, Lot 5, Lot 12, Lot 13 will not change at all. Lot 10 would be reduced by 60 feet. That's a 115 foot long lot. 4 feet taken off is 460 feet.
So
that was
maybe
not
this
deeded
is inaccurate.
To the homeowner.
I don't know.
Where are you seeing that, Commissioner?
Page 7.
Page 7.
The existing and proposed lot sizes?
That may be an oversight in the report, but the lots are going to change based on this information on the screen. So we'll make sure that that's correct.
Yeah, this is
this is the correct attachment up on. Yeah, I have that in my packet.
So if there's a mistake in the report itself, as long as it's not included in the voted on motion, then we can adjust that as it moves forward.
Okay, sure. Yeah. If I understand it correctly, like you said, it's just one lot got reduced by 600 by 460 feet, and that's Lot 10. But there's another other lot reductions, there's setback reductions, and that's because they'd like a master bedroom on the first floor. So to accommodate that, the house will need a little larger footprint, hence a smaller setback. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, correct. That's the changes in the market preference previously.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my age group.
Yeah, and in return for that, as the staff negotiated hard for the village, they required the developer to put in extra landscaping. And the last thing was, we're going to put a bench in looking at the pond next to lot 17, which would be a nice, people could sit down there and enjoy it and watch the traffic go by on 94th Avenue.
I think that's fair.
Okay, good. I was fumbling around trying to find page 7, but...
This is what we...
I know it is, but if in fact, we want to make sure the records are correct, yeah.
I don't know if this is right, we printed yesterday.
Yeah, I might have printed off the wrong thing. I see what he's saying on lot 10, it's significant what it's showing that all the lots, it's showing that lots 10, 12, and 13.
Actually, you know, so the reason for the discrepancy is because the existing lots were taken from the assessor's office,
okay.
And I believe that data is not correct.
But to his point, we want this to be corrected.
Yeah, so we will correct that.
So we'll update that as it moves forward in the process, but we'll just make sure that we're not voting on that specific portion.
Exactly. Yep. But to his point, there needs to be changing. Obviously, the attachment is the correct one.
Yeah, correct.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Commissioner Zamparelli, are you done?
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Commissioner Zamparelli?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was looking at that too, because I'm looking, it says, I don't know, my pages aren't numbered, but on my page it said 6,047. Is that what you had, Joe?
Yeah.
Yep, 6,047. But it does say proposed 4,830, and that actually is what exists right now. And that's the way they approved it originally.
Yeah, so
4,830.
Those are the 2005 numbers or something, or?
Well, no. If you look at the parcels are those parcels are from the assessor's office too, and as you can see, they don't align. So that was just a discrepancy.
But I printed up the surveys, and it was 115 by 42, and that's 4,830, and that was what originally was approved in 2005.
Right.
So that 6,000 number should never have been there.
Yeah, again, that was data that was taken from the assessor's office.
Okay.
So the assessor trying to charge them for more land that they own, or?
Yeah, bigger lot, sure.
We should probably look into that for these guys, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Other than that, I thought that it was great, because I know selling real estate that ranches are in. Ranches are hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, first floor bedrooms are huge. And so I caught that you're basically not taking from one, but to make one bigger so you can, the footprint is works on the lot. So I think it's a great idea. I think it's great. And I've been over there. You're right. The screening is perfect. There's nothing wrong with taking a few feet from the berm. So I think it's great. And I'm looking forward to that project being complete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Schuessler.
Yes, I'd hope the staff would notify the assessor that their information is incorrect, because if they're showing larger lots, the assessor, of course, has all these different formulas, and one of them is based on lot size and value of the land, which is based on lot size. So it's to the detriment of the homeowners if they're showing a larger lot than they actually have.
Yes.
With regard to the bench, I guess I don't have an issue with that, as long as Mr. Sossin and his wife don't spend too much time on it.
It's all the way at the other end, so.
Oh, okay.
Right. Go for a good walk.
On a more serious note, two questions. I didn't think that Mr. Zatar got a very good answer to his question regarding condition number 2, screen all mechanical equipment either at grade or at rooftop. And I believe his question was, are you asking that the at-grade air conditioner be have landscaping around it? And I didn't get a very good answer to that.
So they would have to screen those based on what the code requires, and if it's visible from a public right-of-way or area, then they would have to do that. It's difficult to account for that without the the plan actually being developed. So a lot of times that'll happen after the fact, or after the air conditioning unit is installed, and the village will require screening of those.
Okay, most air conditioners are on the side. Does the code require that air conditioners that are on the side of the house be screened?
I don't know the exact language, but I believe it's view from a public right-of-way, so.
I can answer
yes,
that.
Yes.
All right, so all the houses that were built until the last two houses had the air conditioning on the side. At some point, the building department came out and told the contractor, no, they're noisy, and we now prefer to put the air conditioning condenser in the back. So they're tucked in the back, and they're not real big units, and we'd, of course, rather put them in between the houses because the new units are very quiet anyway, and never had a complaint, and you can't even hear them. But right now, the current policy of the building department is they want them in the back. All that entails is a couple bushes, you know, in there, and for those couple units.
If you put them on the side, you'd have to put a couple of bushes in. If you put them in the back, you wouldn't have to put anything in, right? Because they're not
right. They're not rooftops.
You can't see them from a right of way.
They're at grade. Yeah, they're real small.
In fact, in order for it to pass code and be approved, they couldn't put their air conditioning unit visible from somebody in the front corner of their house, for instance, where it's visible.
No.
And they would never get approval on it.
They were always in the back, but they were on the side.
So I'm saying, in fact, by building
okay,
ordinance.
So it seems to be a minor point.
It'll be fine.
But good.
The other question I have is with regard to the condition number 4, which staff is saying we will eliminate. So we're no longer requiring that the houses be. One story. We're not going to.
Number 5 is going to become number 4, and so on.
Okay, and I think that makes sense because I think the rest of the subdivision has some 2-story houses.
All of them.
All of them. Yeah. So why?
Yeah.
Why be more restrictive for these? Okay, those are my. I have no problem with it. I think it's minor adjustments to. Account for market conditions, and I think there's no problem. I don't have any problem with that.
Thank you. Well, my fellow commissioners did a pretty thorough job in you know, looking at all the information that was sent to us and examining it and asked some good questions, and I don't have anything to add to it. Maybe a couple of same questions I might have had. So that's great. So having said that, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Schuessler.
Regarding case number 2020-0476, also known as Charlton Highlands, I move to accept and make findings of fact as discussed at this Plan Commission meeting and within the staff report dated August 18th, 2020. I move to recommend to the Village Board approval of the preliminary site plans for lots 5, 12, 13, and 16, titled Site Development Plans, prepared by KDC Consultants, Inc., dated May 7th, 2019. May 9th, 2019, December 23rd, 2019, and November 12th, 2019, respectively, subject to the following conditions. Number 1, meet all building code requirements and final engineering requirements, including required permits from outside agencies. Number 2, screen all mechanical equipment, either at grade or at rooftop, with landscaping parapets, respectively. Number 3, proposed single-family homes must conform to all village codes and ordinances, including bulk requirements of the COR mixed-use district per section 6-210 of the Land Development Code and the Building Code, with the exception of the approved modifications. Number 4, the petitioner shall install a bench on Outlot A and provide detailed plans to the Development Services Department for review and approval.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed? Please continue.
I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees approval of the preliminary landscape plan titled Landscape Plan, prepared by JGS Landscape Architects, dated July 22nd, 2020, subject to the following conditions. Number 1, submit a final landscape plan meeting all village codes and all required supporting documentation, addressing all outstanding landscape items in conjunction with the final engineering submittal. Number 2, prior to final approval, comply with section 6-305.6B, regulations for plant diversity, and revise the landscape plan accordingly. Number three, prior to final approval, provide a revised landscape cost estimate. Number four, while missing landscaping, included on the 2007 board-approved landscape plan, shall be planted on lots 1, 5, 11, 12, 13, and 16 prior to the issuance of a certificate of occupancy.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Please continue.
Move to recommend the Village Board approval of the plat of subdivision for lots 10, 11, 12, titled Charlton Highlands Resubdivision 3, prepared by KDC Consultants, Inc., dated March 6, 2020, respectively, subject to the following conditions. One condition, submit a record plat of subdivision to the Village for approval, execution, and recording.
Please continue.
And I further move to recommend to the Village Board approval of a special use permit amendment to the Charlton Highlands Plan Development Ordinance Number 4043, located in the COR Mixed Use District, subject to the same conditions as outlined in the preliminary site plan motion. Modifications to the special use permit include, number one, a reduction in the east corner side yard setback of lot 16 from the approved 22.5 feet to a proposed 20 feet. Number two, a reduction in west interior side yard setback of lots 5 and 12 from the approved 30 feet to a proposed 20 feet. And number three, a reduction in the landscape buffer yard located along the west interior lot lines of lots 5 and 12 from the approved 30 feet to a proposed 20 feet.
I'll second that. Commissioner Zatar?
Aye.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
Commissioner Paul?
Aye.
Commissioner Zamparelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Schuessler?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It doesn't appear to be any new business. Does anybody have any new business? Okay, other than that, I make a motion to close the public hearings. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? I move that we adjourn the meeting at 7:35 p.m.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Schuessler. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Thank you very much. Thank you, Dave. Good job. Good job.
No worries, man.
Yeah, you know.
Again.
I remember the guy from the assessors.
It's all right.
Hey, Jerry, thanks again for arranging the meetings like you did on Zoom. It's a wonderful job.